Brother Michael, if you could grab a battery while you're back there in my drawer in the office. Top drawer on the left, there's a battery for the microphone. Thank you. Amen. Lord's trying to do something this morning. Hallelujah. I feel a great sense of eternity here. This morning I looked in the mirror and was reminded of the awesome responsibility that preaching has and is. This morning I tell you that I'm losing power here. Testing. Praise God. I want to tell you this morning that I feel in my heart a heavy burden. You know, sometimes when you're preaching, you feel just a direct pull to either the lost or to encourage the believer or maybe specifically to an age group. Tonight I was talking to Sister Sarah. I feel very strongly directed tonight to preach to our young people. This morning I feel in my heart that this sermon is directed to many of us, if not all of us. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, this would be the best day of your life if you would get saved. Hallelujah. It's the best decision you'll ever make, and it will change your life. Hallelujah. This morning, if you're a believer and you're discouraged, you're battling, you're going through struggles or trials, I believe the Lord wants to lift you up this morning and encourage you in the word of the Lord. Maybe this morning you're a believer and you're not going through anything. Then the Lord just needs to remind you He's still on the throne. He's God. He's in the control. I want the Lord to have His way this morning. Thank you. Amen. I want the Lord to have His way. I want to be reading my text this morning from the book of Romans, chapter number 8. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, and verse 31 will be where we begin. If you would remember to pray for Sister Sarah, she's sick at home this morning. She's been sick, getting better, and then getting sick again, and so we're just asking the Lord to touch her body this morning. Amen. If you would stand, reading of the Word. Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 31. Before we begin reading, I want to remind everyone, next Sunday morning, Easter morning, we want to encourage everyone to invite someone, invite a neighbor, a family member, a friend, co-worker, invite them to the house of the Lord next Sunday. Amen. Folks will come to Easter service when they might never come any other time in the year. They seem to be willing and open to come to Easter, and if you'll ask them, just trust God to do the rest of the work. Amen. Amen. Book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31 says, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect?" Verse 33. "It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us." Verse 35. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." Verse 37 says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." When we were in Bible quiz here at the church, Verse 38 and verse 39 were the very first 30-point questions that I learned. Those were quotation questions. You had to learn how to quote them and say them, and these were the very first questions and verses that I learned in Bible quiz. And they've stuck with me all these years, and I want to preach this morning out of verse 38 and verse 39. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to what? Separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I want to read those again, if that's all right. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Verse 35 said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I want to preach this morning on His love. His love. The Bible says I can only love Him because He first loved me. Amen? Glory to God. Could we pray over this message this morning and over the altar service? Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful that You have shown us Your love. Father, 12 years ago, God, Your love changed my life. And this morning I stand redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. God, I preach this morning under Your anointing. Father, I preach this morning under Your burden. I preach this morning, and God asks that You come by in a mighty way and do what I cannot, and that is speak to the heart of man. I pray that You would minister through Your word, God, around these altars, that lives would be transformed for eternity. We'll give You the praise, the honor, and the glory for it. In Your name we pray. Amen. In preparation for this sermon, I was reminded of the song, The Love of God. The third verse in The Love of God, which was written by Frederick Lehman, says, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade? To write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. This morning, church, we need to be reminded that we are not in this existence merely for religion. We are not in this life merely to attend a church or to sit upon a pew or to give money in an offering. We are here because God has allowed us to know a relationship with Him. And He is an almighty God. And He is a loving God. And this morning, that love He has bestowed upon us. And we need to be reminded of that love so that we do not forget that He does love you and I. And there is a place that we're heading to. And He cares about you this morning. Maybe you're not a believer. You might not serve Jesus Christ this morning. I want to let you know He still loves you. Glory to God. The Bible says that He loved us even though we were sinners. In spite of our sin, He loves you and I. First thing I want to tell you is His love is evident. In Scripture, it tells us in the book of 1 John, chapter 5 and verse 7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Verse 10, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins, or the substitute for our sins. Hallelujah. Verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in the world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment, and he that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. Hallelujah. Verse 10 said, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Sir, ma'am, I want you to know this morning, if you don't know who Jesus is, he still knows who you are. And he has loved you, amen, for all of eternity. The Bible said, and Brother Zane quoted it this morning, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning I want to tell you that if you have sin in your heart, if you have sin that separates you from God, if there is a guilt and a shame and weight that is upon your life, you can be forgiven this morning, because there is an almighty God who loves you, who knows who you are, and he wants to make that relationship known to you this morning. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about joining a club or joining a church. I'm talking about finding a relationship with a God who loves you. Hallelujah. It's evident in Scripture. He loves us. He loves us in spite of our sins. Romans 5 verse 8 says, but God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This verse implies direction from God above to us below. He loved us. He loved us so much that he sent his only son. Not to come and just be a king. Not to come and just be a ruler. And he had every right to be that. But to be a savior. He died on a cross. He rose again on the third day. Next Sunday morning, we are going to celebrate the risen Savior that we serve. But this morning, he came for you because he loved you. He knew you. He saw you. He knew that man and woman would fall. He knew that we would have sin in our life that we could never take care of on our own. So the only way to bridge that gap that had been broken was to send Jesus Christ to be our Savior. This morning, he loves you in spite of your sin. And you can become one of his children today. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us, hallelujah, from all unrighteousness. Praise God. The book of Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 2 says, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. He was the only one that could pay the penalty for your sin this morning. And he did it willingly. And he loved you. And that's why this morning, if you don't know who Jesus is, you can know him today. He loves you this morning. And his love is evident. Secondly, this morning, I want to talk to those who are believers here. His love equips us every day. What are you talking about, Brother Brian? I want to revert back to verse 35. Book of Romans chapter 8 and verse 35. It says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? Verse 38, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God. We are, anybody else human like me this morning? Anybody else face problems, trials, temptations? I want you to know this morning that the love of God will equip you to make it all the way to heaven. We face things down here, and we battle things down here. The enemy is fighting still, church. In the book of John, chapter 10, verse 10, it says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly." We do battle things on this side of heaven. We struggle. We go through trials and temptations. And as a human, the enemy is fighting against us day in and day out. But let us be reminded this morning that no matter what we face, no matter what trial, no matter what battle, no matter what temptation, no matter how great the heartache, no matter how low the valley, there is a God in heaven who loves us and who is able to keep us from falling and to present us to His Father. We have a God who loves us this morning. It's more than just religion. It is a relationship from on high who will lift you up above the trial. Hallelujah. Verse 31, in the book of Romans said, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who what? Maketh intercession for us." The love of God will equip you to make it through whatever trial you are going through. It is not time to give up. It is not time to turn back. It is not time to wave a white flag of surrender and say, "I did my best, but I guess it wasn't good enough." It's time to stand again in the love of Christ, wherewith we have been made free tonight. Glory to God, we serve a God who loves us this morning and will equip us to make it all the way to heaven. We know the enemy's going to fight. We know that there are going to be trials. We know that the enemy hates us. But we stand today sure in Christ. He is our Savior and He loves us this morning. It's not time to give up. He has justified us in our salvation. He is sanctifying our walk continually. It is Christ who makes intercession for us. What did He tell the disciples and tell Peter? "I am praying for you, that your faith fail not." This morning He equips us. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. When we face these trials of faith, we must hold steadfast in our faith and trust in Christ, knowing that He is the one that will carry us through. I would be foolish this morning if I told you that we can stand and make it on our own, because we can't. But if we will stand in Christ, if we will trust in Him who has saved us, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. If God be for us, who can be against us? Make that personal this morning. If God is for me, who can be against me? I know we go through valleys and we go through trials. And I am not diminishing this morning anyone's problems. You may be battling a sickness in your body, and the enemy is just fighting in your mind and fighting in your body. I am not diminishing this morning at all the problems or the trials that we are going through. I am reminding us that we can make it through Jesus Christ. We can stand assured knowing that Christ is the one who loves us. Knowing that Christ is the one who has saved us. Knowing that Christ is the one that we live in this morning. We can make it through Christ. Book of Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20 says, "I am crucified with Christ. Christ, nevertheless I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself for me." No matter what we encounter, if we'll hold on to God, His love will sustain us. Amen. Let's go back to verse 37. It says, "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us." Hallelujah. Third thing I want to mention this morning and tell you is His love is eternal. Hallelujah. I wish it was a little bit sunnier outside. It would be easier to do this. But when it's a sunny day, this week it's supposed to be beautiful. I want you to go outside. I want you to look at your shadow. And then I want you to run away from it. Okay? If anyone can do that, I will buy you a candy bar. I know we all like candy bars. If you can get away, I'm not talking about going into a shady area. I am talking about just stay in that sunny place and try to escape it, Sister Diane. Try to escape that shadow. It won't happen. Just as much as your shadow is attached to you, if you are a child of God, His love is with you always. From today until the end of eternity, which is an oxymoron, it doesn't exist. There is no end to His love for you. There is no end to how much God cares about you. There is no end to the measure of His love for you. You cannot escape it. If you are a child of God and the enemy says, "Well, He doesn't love you anymore," that is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. The Lord said His love is eternal. It is from everlasting to everlasting. He loves you this morning. Throughout the ages, He will love you. And for eternity, He will love you and care about you. Let's read again John 3, verse 14 this time. "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved." But what did He say in verse 15 and verse 16? "But that they would have eternal life." That eternity, it will go on and it will go on. And we know that Brother Hurst has been preaching about heaven and about hell, and how that if you are in Christ and if you are serving Him as a believer this morning, you have been loved by an almighty God, and that love will continue, and we will one day be standing around the throne, amen, loving our Savior and feeling that love that He has for us for all of eternity. God loves you this morning. Romans 8, 38, 39 says again in the latter part of 38, "Nor things present, nor things to come." That's now and that's the future. No matter what we are going through, God will love us. And we will not be separated from His love. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 16 says, "Now our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace." He has an everlasting love for you this morning. Glory to God. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. It says in the Old Testament that His mercies are new every morning. Great is His faithfulness. If we could have the music come this morning. And music, if you would, I'd like us to sing together before we come pray the love of God. Jesus Christ loves you this morning more than you could ever know. The book of Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, for His great love, wherewith He loved us." This morning, you may be going through trials, temptations, or maybe you aren't a believer this morning, and you've questioned whether or not God really does love you. I want to remind you He does. I want to remind you He does. Jesus cares about you. was thinking about the book of Mark, chapter 4. Jesus has been teaching and teaching and teaching. He tells his disciples to get into the ship and to go to the other side. And as they are on this sea, a storm comes. And these are experienced fishermen. And they are afraid for their lives. And Jesus is in the hinder part of the ship, the Bible says, and he is sleeping. And the disciples are looking around at the storm, Brother Leitner, and they go to Jesus. And they say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? What a question. Jesus arose and he rebuked the wind and the waves and he said, Peace be still. And the waves and the sea, they calmed. And the disciples said, Who is this that even the wind and the waves obey him? And Jesus answered them and said, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? Jesus wasn't asleep because he didn't care. He had been teaching all day. And in his human body, he was resting. But the disciples, in their distress and in their moment of fear and in that moment of the storm, mistook Jesus resting as a lack of caring or a lack of concern or a lack of love for them and their well-being. I think we do that sometimes. We look around at the condition our hearts are in. We look around at the condition that our marriage is in or that our finances or that our health or that our mental state is. And we look around and we say, Master, carest thou not that we perish? We feel like we're going under. Jesus, don't you love me? Jesus, don't you care? And we mistake that God maybe hasn't moved the way that we would like him to. That he just doesn't care about us anymore. But Jesus said, Why are you so fearful? Have you no faith? This morning, no matter what you're going through, he cares about you. He cares about your emotional state. He cares about your mental state. He cares about your marriage. He cares about your children. He cares about your life. He cares about anything that is going on in your life. He cares about you. We need to have faith this morning that Jesus cares about us. Let's stand across the house. I want to make an altar call this morning. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, and you have questioned whether or not there's a God in heaven who actually cares about you, I want to tell you this morning, He loves you, and He wants to forgive you of your sins and begin a relationship with you today. Here at our church, we use these steps up here as our altar. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, I want to invite you to come and receive Jesus Christ as your Savior this morning. Amen. We're going to bow our heads and pray this morning. And as we're praying, if you need Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want to invite you to come. There will be folks that will meet you up here that will pray with you. Amen. Let's pray this morning, church. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. God, I thank you that I am reminded this morning myself, you love me. You care about me. God, I thank you this morning that your word says that if we confess our sin, you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I pray this morning, if there's someone here that does not know you as their Savior, that you would come by and speak to their heart this morning. If there's anyone here this morning that doesn't know Jesus, would you come? Would you come? We want to give you an opportunity this morning to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. Will you come? Glory to God. Church, we're praying. We're praying. Glory to God. Glory to God. Here's some that have come. Are there others this morning? You want to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior? Would you come? Is there anyone else this morning? You say, Brother Brian, I don't think I'm ready. I know that I'm not ready to go to heaven. If I was to die today because of my sin, I would go to hell. I want Jesus to forgive me. I want to serve Jesus Christ. Is there anyone else this morning? You will come. Anyone else this morning? All right, church. If you're discouraged this morning, be reminded that God is the one who loves you. Jesus is the one who loves you. He'll be here for you. He loves you this morning. And if you would come, find a place to pray and allow God to lift you up this morning. And as they come, if there is someone here that doesn't know Jesus, come with them and find a place to pray. Amen. Let's come all across the house. Glory to God. Glory to God.